House Democrats are moving fast toward impeaching President Trump for what would be an unprecedented second time following last week's deadly riot in the Capitol building by pro-Trump supporters.
Democrats do appear to have the votes in the House to impeach the president before he leaves office in 9 days. But at this point, it still seems unlikely that enough Republicans in the Senate will join Democrats to convict him. Joining us now is Congresswoman Jackie Speier, a Democrat from California. Congresswoman, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Nancy Pelosi is moving to impeach Trump because it doesn't look like Vice President Pence is going to sign on to invoking the 25th Amendment to remove the president. So just walk us through the timeline here. How will this process unfold in the House this week?
So now that the resolution has been introduced, we will be in a position of having a debate on that resolution. And the plan is to actually vote on that resolution on Wednesday.
And one of the questions, of course, is timing. There are some concerns that a Senate trial so early in Joe Biden's new administration would sidetrack his agenda. Yesterday, your Democratic colleague Jim Clyburn of South Carolina called for the impeachment trial to start after Biden's first 100 days in office. So do you support waiting to send the article of impeachment over to the Senate?
I'm certainly willing to consider that option. The actions by the president were criminal. And it is the duty of the House to impeach. If we do not impeach the president because of political concerns, then we have violated our oath, and we have set a precedent for future presidents to conduct themselves in illegal fashions and be allowed to do so. And what you witnessed on the 6th, as members like me were cowering in the gallery of the third floor of the House, we are not going to sit back and allow mob mentality to take over in this country.
And what about your colleagues in the House? I know there are other Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who are calling for invoking the 14th Amendment, which would expel fellow lawmakers who, quote, have engaged in insurrection or rebellion. Are you in favor of expelling those Republicans who voted to decertify the election last week, hours after that riot?
I want them to be reviewed by a court of law. If they have violated their constitutional oath, if they have conducted themselves in a criminal fashion, they deserve due process, and they should be reviewed by a court of law to see if their actions were seditious in nature.
Should they be censured?
You know, censure is an interesting concept and one that we move too quickly invoke, but I don't know if censure is enough, frankly. If this was an illegal act, then it should be reviewed by a court of law and they should be convicted of the crime.
I saw you tweet recently that the Air Force medals that were given to one of the rioters who was seen inside the House chamber with zip ties as if he planned to start taking hostages. I know you've called for those medals to be taken away. And you've also called for an independent commission to investigate the security breach. What questions do you have? What do you want to investigate? And what is the first thing a commission should do?
Well, the commission I see as being independent, made up of professionals that will look at our institution from the outside. So much like the 9/11 Commission, you know, I think one of the ultimate questions that has to be asked is, because the District of Columbia does not have statehood and is reliant on the D.C. National Guard being authorized by the Department of Defense, does that put our nation at risk? It certainly put the Congress at risk last Wednesday.
You referred to you and your colleagues cowering inside the Capitol building last Wednesday, and it reminds us, and as if you needed reminding, that in 1978, you were shot 5 times in the country of Guyana on a trip with your boss, Congressman Leo Ryan, who was killed. You were trying to rescue members of the Jonestown cult. I know that was a terribly traumatic experience. Do you see parallels when you look back at what happened to you last week?
You know, 2 years ago, I wrote my memoir called Undaunted. And when I was on the book tour, I got this question over and over again, which was, do you see parallels between Jim Jones and Donald Trump? And at first, I was, you know, reluctant to make that parallel. But as time has gone by, the parallels are quite stark. I mean, you have, in one case, a religious cult, in another one, a political cult that is also wrapped in a religiosity of sorts. So I would say that there are indeed parallels.
Congresswoman Jackie Speier, Democrat from California, thank you very much.
Good to be with you.